From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has called for Iranian-backed militias and their Iranian advisors to leave Iraq.
Iraq is secure and stable, and as I indicated, has the ability to stand on its own. We believe this will, in some ways, counter some of the unproductive influences of Iran inside of Iraq. Certainly, Iranian militias that are in Iraq, now that the fight against Daesh and ISIS is coming to a close, those militias need to go home.
Tillerson has been participating in the initial meeting of the Saudi Arabia-Iraq Coordination Committee in Riyadh. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif responded on Twitter, describing U.S. foreign policy as shameful and dictated by petrodollars. Tillerson is also visiting Pakistan, India, and Switzerland on his six-day trip. Philippine Defense Minister Delphine Lorenzana said Monday a five-month battle against militants in the southern city of Morawi is over.
Military, the armed forces, and the police, aided by its government and the massive support of the Filipino people, have nipped the budding infrastructure and defeated terrorism in the Philippines. In crushing thus far the most serious attempt to export violent extremism and radicalism in the Philippines and in the region, we have contributed to preventing its spread in Asia and gave our share to maintaining global peace, stability, and security.
And the declaration came nearly a week after the country's armed forces killed two militant leaders, including one who had sworn allegiance to the leader of the Islamic State group. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said Monday he does hope to use decisive and strong diplomacy to resolve issues related to North Korea's nuclear and missile programs. He says we will deepen our coordination with the international community so as to let North Korea change their course. He spoke to reporters a day after a general election that gave his coalition a two-thirds supermajority in the lower house of parliament. Abe said the North Korea issue would be part of the discussion when U.S. President Donald Trump visits Japan next month. Key U.S. senators called Sunday for the White House to be more forthcoming about the country's military involvement in Niger after four U.S. soldiers were killed in an ambush there earlier in the month. Democratic Senate leader Charles Schumer said on NBC's Meet the Press he supports an effort last week by Republican Senator John McCain to find out the details of the attack, as well as the scope of the U.S. campaign against Islamic State in the West African country, as did Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
What I worry about Africa, it becomes the new platform for people to come to. The ungoverned spaces of Africa is where the terrorists will come after you defeat them in Syria and Iraq and Afghanistan. It's a generational struggle. If you don't think it's a generational struggle, you don't understand the war. If you think it's limited to the Mideast, you don't understand the theology. It is spreading throughout the world, particularly Africa.
Both Graham and Schumer said that they had been unaware of the substantial number of U.S. troops in Niger. Meanwhile, the Pentagon has also dealt with criticism for not releasing more information about the attack. A suicide bomber has killed 13 people in the rest of northeastern Nigerian city of Maiduguri. The Sunday attack also injured five people. Two subsequent suicide bombings injured more than a dozen others. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for those attacks, but officials suspect the militant group Boko Haram is behind the violence. Boko Haram has killed more than 20,000 people during its eight-year insurgency against the Nigerian government. U.S. officials are responding to news that an Indonesian general and his wife were denied access to a U.S.-bound flight on Saturday. A U.S. diplomat said Monday there were absolutely no issues with the Indonesian Armed Forces Commander General Gatot Nurmantio's ability to travel to the United States after he had been refused entry to attend a conference in Washington. The U.S. Deputy Ambassador to Indonesia, Aaron McKee, apologized for that situation Monday and said that after a meeting with the Indonesian foreign minister, that the matter had been resolved. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.